International health officials say just two capsules a day of vitamin A reduces the chance of a child dying by 22%. Children without iodine lose 13 IQ points and stay 1 year less in school. Efforts to promote child health support vitamin and mineral supplements to rectify the problem. They also support breastfeeding and foods fortified with health-enhancing nutrients. But many high-impact programs are underfunded. The new Power of Nutrition Fund will help mobilize $1 billion for nutritional programs at scale by 2020. The initiative now has $55 million from the British Philanthropy, the Children's Investment Fund Foundation. It will leverage at least another $100 million from the International Development Association, a part of the World Bank. Other high-profile contributors include the UBS Optimist Foundation and the UK's Department for International Development, or DFID. The World Bank and UNICEF will offer matching funds. They will multiply by 5 or 6 times every dollar in private contributions. Michael Anderson, the CEO of the Children's Investment Fund Foundation, says the power of nutrition will appeal to traditional and non-traditional donors.
For private investors, this means that they have access to some big delivery vehicles, namely the World Bank and UNICEF. And there's the leverage of the money being matched. And we are launching today arrangements in place to unlock the first $200 million of that. So it's a start, $200 million of the billion ambition. And the way that will work is that to get to a billion, we start with raising another $150 million more from private and non-traditional funders. That $150 million will be doubled by the Power of Nutrition Fund to $300 million. So we'll match money raised from non-traditional donors with new matching funds from nutrition from public funders, including DFID, which has been an anchor funder in this and a stalwart supporter. And that $300 million is then multiplied again to $600 to $900 million, depending on whether it goes through UNICEF or the World Bank. UNICEF has promised to double funds contributed by new donors, so it helps them leverage in new money. And the World Bank, this will bring in money that will help mobilize IDA.
The funding could be used by countries like Tanzania, which coordinates nutritional aid programs among 9 ministries. Sada Makuya Salam is the country's Minister of Finance. She says Tanzania has reduced stunted growth in children by up to 3% a year with an effort that has political support from the grassroots to the presidency.
We are trying to increase our food fortification platforms with wheat, flour, as well as for edible oil. We are also strive to ensure that domestic resources are injected to nutrition. All in all, alongside, I have also to plead for other development partners to support Tanzania. The population growth is also high at 3%. So we know that there is a big potential also to support nutrition, to support the growing children, to achieve what we want to achieve in 2025. Tanzania is strive to dreaming of becoming a mid-income country by 2025.
Experts say good health is crucial to boosting development and economic growth. They say countries in Asia and Africa lose up to 11% of their economic output from the effects of poor nutrition. On the other hand, experts say good nutrition results in children growing up to lead healthy, productive lives with a good chance of becoming high wage earners. Tanzania's Minister of Finance says her country's efforts to improve child nutrition are now only receiving 25% of the funding they need. Without the new Power of Nutrition Fund, says Salam, the dream of Tanzania progressing to middle-income status will not become a reality. I'm William Eagle in Washington.
Some big delivery vehicles, namely the World Bank and UNICEF. And there's the leverage of the money being matched. And we are launching today arrangements in place to unlock the first $200 million of that. So it's a start, $200 million of the billion ambition. And the way that will work is that to get to a billion, we start with raising another $150 million more from private and non-traditional funders. That $150 million will be doubled by the Power of Nutrition Fund to $300 million. So we'll match money raised from non-traditional donors with new matching funds from nutrition from public funders, including DFID, which has been an anchor funder in this and a stalwart supporter. And that $300 million is then multiplied again to $600 to $900 million, depending on whether it goes through UNICEF or the World Bank. UNICEF has promised to double funds contributed by new donors, so it helps them leverage in new money. And the World Bank, this will bring in money that will help mobilize IDA.
We are trying to increase our food fortification platforms with wheat, flour, as well as for edible oil. We are also strive to ensure that domestic resources are injected to nutrition. All in all, alongside, I have also to plead for other development partners to support Tanzania. The population growth is also high at 3%. So we know that there is a big potential also to inject to support nutrition, to support the growing children to achieve.